Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
At Chicago, bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ovik Roy is our guest. Ovik is the senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute. He's the founder of Roy Healthcare Research. He's an advisor to presidential candidates, currently to Marco Rubio. He's the author of Transcending Obamacare and other books. And he's our good friend, Ovik Roy. Welcome back to the show. You want to give us a website, Ovik?
You know, it's easier if people just Google my name, A-V-I-K-R-O-Y, and Forbes.
All right.
So you can follow me on Twitter at A-V-I-K.
Okay, so check that out. And A-V-I-K, he pronounces it Ovik. Mm-hmm. So, Ovik, let's talk about the campaigns. And tell us where you think the campaigns are right now with regard to health care. Obviously, the Democrats seem to like Obamacare. Republicans, not so much. What's happening? What's going to happen?
Yeah, you know, I mean, all the Republicans have pledged to repeal Obamacare.
Can they actually do that?
Yeah, you know what? If you think about it this way, the law has affected. We were just talking about how every small business is paying higher costs because of Obamacare. But do you know how many people have actually benefited from the law in terms of gaining access to health insurance? A tiny slice of the population.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've estimated that about 2.7% of the U.S. population, that includes immigrants, so not U.S. citizens, but of the overall U.S. residents, 2.7% have gained coverage from Obamacare, whereas 100% are paying more in taxes and a higher cost.
Yeah.
So if you think about it that way, there's a tiny slice of the electorate. And by the way, those 2.7%, not all of them are citizens. Again, only about half of them are citizens. So it's about 1.5% of the voting electorate that's actually benefiting from Obamacare. So if you think about it that way, there's a lot of people who've been harmed and a very small number of people who've been helped. That makes the law politically unstable.
Yeah. Well, there's not going to be as much to repeal as there would have been a couple of years ago, right? I mean, so many parts of it have fallen by the wayside.
Honestly, no, I would flip that around on you. I mean, yes, there's been a lot of headlines about pieces of Obamacare that have been changed or repealed, but the vast, vast majority of the law is still on the books. I'd say more than 95% of the law is still on the books.
But if let's say that, all right, you're advising Marco Rubio. Let's say he gets he's elected president, and he does what he said he would do. He would repeal it the day he takes office. How would that unwinding look?
Well, you'd certainly have to have transitional considerations for the people who are on Obamacare now, the people who have been enrolled in the Medicaid expansion, the people who are on the Obamacare exchange. You'd have to make sure that you take care of those populations.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an important part of any Republican plan to replace Obamacare, is that it's thoughtful about how to transition people.
Mm-hmm. Do the Republicans have one of those? I mean, is there a generally accepted plan that the electorate can look at and say, okay, if I vote for a Republican, whoever that may be, I can expect to get this kind of an outcome regarding
healthcare? Well, you know, I wouldn't say that we've really had that debate in the Republican primaries yet. I've actually been very surprised and disappointed that healthcare hasn't come up at all, really, in the debates we're having. One
is that
tonight,
because
obviously.
We're kind of all on the same page, though? Why debate something we all kind of agree on?
I think that's what the moderators think, but I don't think the moderators are right about that. I think there are important differences between the candidates on this question, and it would be helpful and useful for them to talk
about
it.
But the candidates seem to be okay not to talk about it, though, don't they?
Well, you know, I would say Senator Rubio is very happy to debate any topic, including health care, whenever he's asked.
But I mean, against each other. I mean, they've got so many other things to deal with. You've watched a few campaigns in your life. I've I've watched a few more. This scenario we've got right now is unlike anything I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I think there are two things about this race this year that are fundamentally different. The first is obviously Donald Trump, who is a unique candidate, a self-financing billionaire who mm-hmm. isn't really actually that conservative. This is the guy who thinks socialized medicine works extremely well.
Right, he's not a true debate. Conservative, that's right.
Yeah. So he supports eminent domain, the seizing of property by businesses of individuals. He has all sorts of views that are not conservative in the least.
Right.
Except that a lot of people relate to him on immigration. Okay, I get that. But that's one unique thing, is that you have this someone leading in the polls who's not actually that conservative. The second thing is that the field is so large.
Yeah.
Right. Because
it's diluting a lot of
the internet and a lot of other things, mm-hmm. and changes to election law because of the First Amendment Supreme Court rulings that allow a lot more people to run. So when you have a big field, and you have a guy like Trump who's a celebrity, you know, who's in the race,
but don't you think the reason why Sanders and Trump are doing well is because their authenticity, and they seem to be talking about 21st century things, not a lot of 20th century baggage like a lot of the politicians have.
Well, I think you're right that authenticity matters to voters. I mean, I think we all consume so much media that we're tired of politicians saying
yep.
the same thing over and
yep.
over again
yep.
because we can see through it.
Do you think who do you think will be the nominee on the Democrat side?
I think Hillary will still be the nominee.
You still think so?
It's
okay.
It's hard to see it otherwise. Because yeah. Democrats care about having someone electable.
We'll get you back another day and talk about this again. Ovick Roy, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.